going on, everyone? Welcome back to Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. I am your host, as always, Superman Dan. What a great day. I just finished recording a podcast for last week, or this week, depending on when you're listening to this. The last week that you heard, I just finished a couple seconds ago, if that makes any sense to you. It makes sense to me. I don't know if it makes sense to you, but I just finished it. I'm uploading it as we speak, so I'm going to do that while we're doing talking at the same time. I'm going to call it, Let's Have a Quickie.
It's Morning Vibes, it's time for Morning Rants, with your host, Superman Dan. It's Morning Vibes with Superman Dan.
Let's have a quickie. That should be a good clickbait, right? And the reason I'm so excited that I finished it is because... Why am I excited? Because I just came on just to do a quick podcast apologizing for not having enough time to make a podcast. And then I ended up making a podcast. So I'm excited that I got it done. It is 9:46 a.m. on Monday right now, about 14 minutes before that podcast goes live or went live, depending on when you're listening to this, right? So, as of right now, you've already heard it, so it doesn't make a difference. It's already gone live. But for me, it's 9:46 a.m. and it hasn't gone live yet. So I'm gonna write out a description real quick, and I'll be right back. Hold on. Okay, there we go. I just did it. I know it doesn't sound like any time has passed for you, but it is now 10 minutes to 10. And it's going to go up in 10 minutes. I just finished it. I recorded it today, last week, well, to me, today. And I finished it today. And yeah, I didn't think I was going to get one out. I was coming on the airwaves to tell you that past week. I was coming on the airwaves to tell you I was going to be able to put out a podcast. And in the process of doing so, I finished one. And I was able to edit it. And I was able to... upload it all just now. So I got a Facebook message and it's nothing important. So this will be like a continuation from last week. A lot went on last week, and I'm not going to tell you exactly what happened. I saved that story for Sammy, and as far as I know, she's supposed to come over tomorrow. I know, like I said last week, I'm getting tired of telling you that she's coming over and then she doesn't come over. But as of right now, she is supposed to be coming over tomorrow, as well as Safe Light coming over to fix my my car windshield. Do I share this story with here, or do I share it with Sammy? You know what? I'm gonna share it with, save that for Sammy, maybe. Maybe I'll do both. Who knows? Yeah. Yeah, I'll save it for... whatever. I told you last week I was going to tell you what was going on. So, here's what's going on. I have been running myself ragged. Okay? And what do I mean by that is I am, again, burning the candle at both ends. I'm staying out late again. Going out to the bar, which I don't want to do, and I'm trying to be good by still getting up early, because when I get up early, I accomplish a lot more in my day, right? So, I'm staying out late. I'm getting like 5 hours of sleep. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that's normal to parents who have to get up with their kids and whatever. I'm not a parent, so... I'm not used to that. So I am running myself ragged to where I'm going out. Yeah, but the parents are not going out. So there. Yeah, I feel better about my life. Okay. I'm running myself ragged. I'm burning the candle at both ends. I need to stop going out. I'm tired of it. I don't know why I keep going out. I had a birthday. That's right. I'm a year older. And this year older does not need to be going out to the bar to see people. To meet people. To, I don't know, to be out with people. Ah, man. Today, I was supposed to go to... by the way, I do have breakfast on the way. Last episode, I talked about how I was going to order breakfast. I ordered breakfast from a place called Cracker Barrel. Shout out to Cracker Barrel if you want to sponsor me, because I will talk to you guys all the time. And how much time do I have here? It says somebody's picking up my order, and this person will be on the way in latest arrival. Wait a minute. It says it's here now. Hold on. I'm going to go check. It says it's here now. I'm going to be right back. Hold on. Okay. I'm out of breath. I just ran upstairs. Apparently, I'm an idiot. Some of you guys are like, we know, Dan. I had just opened up my app to see where and how long it would... hiccups. It would take for my food to be coming. And when I looked, it showed the my driver like almost at the destination. I'm like, oh man, that's my street. I better run up there right now. That's why you heard me say I'll be right back. That's why I'm out of breath. Because I'm out of shape. But as I ran up there, I'm looking at it. The driver just arrived to Cracker Barrel. So I got some time. Because the app says they're still preparing my food. This lovely person named... Jeffrey, spelled differently. This lovely person named Jeffrey is picking up my food. I don't know if he's lovely or not, doesn't matter. But my food's coming. And I was talking about breakfast last week. It's not time. I was going to say, I want to go listen to First Take. I was very interested in listening to what the Max Kellerman, Stephen A., and Malik Kiram Rose has to say about my sons and about what happened to the 76ers. So doesn't matter, because this intro will be... this is not really an intro. This part of the podcast, you won't know that time has passed, because you just won't know. I'm telling you time has passed, but you know, you guys won't know. So I'm going to leave here for myself here in about 4 minutes, almost 2 minutes, and then I'm going to go upstairs and get my food, and I'm going to watch some First Take. I don't really remember what I was telling you about. I know I was telling you about the food. I know I was telling you about... talking about my dating now? The Sammy's coming. And, like, I know I'm talking. I know I'm upset. I know you guys are tired of hearing me saying, oh, she's going to be here. I was going to tell you last week was so crazy. Last week was so crazy because I have so much... I'm burning the candle at both ends, guys. I am tired. I don't know why I have so much energy right now. I've been up since 7:30, which might not be a lot to a lot of people, early to a lot of people, but it's early to me. Like, I've been trying to be better by getting up earlier and being able to do more work, like, for my business during the day, as opposed to starting later at night and then staying out late and going out. I need to stop going out. Today is Monday. The problem is I have a lot of friends who work in the bar, and that's kind of like, oh, I get to hang out with my friend when they give me some free drinks here and there. Here I am in the morning complaining, and it's not healthy. So I'm not going to go out tonight. I'll probably go out tonight just because I want to visit, you know, a friend of mine. She's pregnant. Not with my kid, but she's pregnant. And she just announced it, because I've been asking her lately, why? Let's do a shot of Jameson. Oh no, I can't do it. I should have put two and two together. She can't do it because obviously she's with child. Is that the proper thing to say? With child? Oh man. So besides burning the candle at both ends, I've been editing like crazy, because now that weddings are back in full force, I've been having a ton of stuff to edit, which is great, which is fine. I'm not complaining about that, because last year was rough financially, mentally, not so much physically. I didn't do much physically, but mentally, spiritually, and monetarily, it was draining, and it was rough for a lot of people, not just myself, but for a lot of people. So now that weddings are back, I'm excited to be able to work, right? And with that work comes great responsibility, right? No, I don't think that's a saying. But with that work, just a ton of it coming in, a ton of it. So I'm editing all day, going out at night, coming home and getting up, going out drinking, coming home and getting up early. And that's not a healthy recipe. And then doing the whole thing over again like I am doing today. So maybe I will, maybe I won't go out tonight. I'm gonna try not to go out tonight. But if I go out tonight, I'll be mad at myself tomorrow. So, anyway, a lot of editing going on and a lot of drama with friends, right? Because, well, I'll tell you that after my breakfast. Wow. Okay. It's been a couple of, mere moments for you, but my day has passed a lot since just a minute ago here for you. I had breakfast. It was great. I got it from Cracker Barrel. Shout out to Cracker Barrel. Maybe you want to sponsor me. I don't know. But the other thing is I watched some First Take. I loved it. It was great. They talked about my sons. They talked about the other teams that lost and won. And possibly they think that they might have to move on from Ben Simmons in Philadelphia. Looks like it. They had Magic Johnson on today. It was cool listening to him. And then after that, I left and went to one of the offices that I shoot for, and I brought in the footage, got paid for it. Then I went to, where did I go? I went to Kroger's, and after Kroger's, got some food and some stuff. You don't care, I get it. I went over to Meijer. I was going to tell you something about Kroger's, or Kroger, I should say. What was I going to tell you about it? The story about, I should have written it down. I don't remember. No. But lunchtime, it's about 3:16 in the afternoon. Excuse me. Eat what's hot, spicy too. I'm eating some Sai Tai. And I had to drive around with a cracked windshield. That's the story I was going to talk about with Sammy, but I feel like I should talk about it with you guys too. Yesterday, I don't know insurance-wise how this works, but I know they replace it, and my insurance replaces it. I know my insurance will replace it with the deductible and all that stuff, but I don't know if how I broke it is relevant. So by tomorrow is when they're coming to fix it. So by the time this podcast comes out next week, it've already been done. So I'm not afraid to tell you how I did it. This is how I did it. I was upset with the way a certain person was treating me because it was very one-sided. It was the things that they would say for me that I should do or don't do, they were doing the exact opposite. They're very hypocritical. So I'm trying to not, give too much away of who it is, but they're very hypocritical in the way they, on their actions, right? They ask you to do something, but then they do the exact opposite. And I feel that this person was making it very difficult for me to be in my own space, okay? Meaning, I was in one location, and they came to that location doing something of their own, and I'd already been there, but what they were doing was bothering me, irritating. And they were going to continue doing it regardless. I let them know my displeasure in it, and they still decided to continue on with it. So I left and I went to another location. Same person came to that location and started making, that space their own again. So it happened like two or three times in a matter of a couple of hours, and I'm just trying to be in my own space. I'm just trying not to ruffle any feathers, but I just thought it was so rude of that person to do what they were doing. So I just got in my vehicle and I left. I went somewhere else to do what I needed to do, and text message, and it should have been on silent. Yeah, it's all the way over there. So I got in my vehicle and I left, and I went to another location to do what I had to do. And as I'm driving away, I punched my windshield from the inside. I punched it, a real quick little 6-inch punch that we learned in martial arts. And I shattered the windshield from the inside. I don't know if shattered is the right word, but I hit it and it made a probably a book size shatter, and it's starting to spiral in the spider, you know, that where you hit one where you make a mark and then it starts splintering off from there, or spidering off, whatever the correct thing. It looks like a spider web. I did not hurt my hand. I did hurt my my windshield. So tomorrow, between the times of 12 and 5, I will have a, oh my goodness, who is messaging me? I will have a new windshield. Let's see who's messaging me. Hold on. Okay, it's one of my friends here messaging me. It's my fault for not having it on silent. It is on silent now. So, yeah, that is what happened. I decided to punch my windshield, and it's stupid because now I'm going to have this go against my deductible. And, I mean, that's what insurance is for, right? And they were asking me on the phone, like, how did it happen? Do you think it was a rock? And I was like, I'm not sure. It looks like a rock did it. I mean, it does look like a rock did it. A rock hard fist is what did it. Yeah, I'm gonna have some more of my side tie here. My Thai food. Spicy. A little ASMR for you guys here. Okay, so that's what's happening tomorrow. They're gonna come sometime between 12 and 5, and I'm gonna have a new windshield. And they try to sell me on some windshield wipers. They're like, sometimes with accidents like this, the windshield wipers will get, you know, damaged. Do you want us to replace your windshield wipers? Nah. You don't need to replace the windshield wipers because the damage came from the inside, sir. But I didn't tell them that. So no, you're not selling me any windshield wipers. Not today. Ooh, that's good Thai food. So that's what happened yesterday. So with that, with burning the candle at both ends, with trying to edit, trying to catch up with work, trying to catch up with new clients, have them not responding back, then responding back at the last second, thinking it's okay. A lot has been going on, and I didn't have time to, you know, sit down and make a podcast last week. But then again, like I said, I ended up making one. The day of today, really, but last week for y'all. So today is Monday. So I think if I start doing this on Monday, you know, begin it, I'll either finish it today, or throughout the week I can add on to it, kind of like how I did today, where it was only a mere seconds for you, but I started in the morning and now it's afternoon for me. And it's a good podcast, I feel like, because I'm telling you about my life. Broken windshield. Too much partying. I try to take a nap. I try to take a nap, but then I kept getting messages from a friend of mine who's in their feelings because they were not invited tomorrow for the interview session with Sammy, and I'm not doing it to be mean. I'm just doing it because this person hasn't reached out. They haven't said that they were interested in doing it. They haven't made it. You know, maybe I just assume they didn't want to do it. I mean, not inviting you. I'm just, tomorrow is, you know, the day with Sammy, and I would love to have you on again. I would love to, you know, chop it up, as they say, with other topics coming up. So I'm not doing it maliciously. I just, you haven't reached out, so I felt like maybe that person didn't want to be on. But now I know they want to. So there's that. So tomorrow, it still looks like it's on. Woo, praise Jesus, that. I don't know if praising Jesus is the right thing to say at this moment, so I don't want to be blasphemous. So, crossing my fingers that Sammy will, you know, come by tomorrow. I have a new segment that I'm going to do in there. I'm going to have some Jameson, you know. I think you should start the interview. Not the interview, but I think you should start the show with some Jameson. And I think you should end the show with some Jameson. It makes sense to me. Right? Yeah, I think so. So, I say so a lot. Man, I say so and I'm trying to work on that, guys. I'm trying to. What else happened this week? Well, this week just started for me. But last week, meaning yesterday. Was that considered last week? Actually, did you know Sunday is actually the start of the week? Not Monday. Yeah, that's right. Monday through Friday is actually the weekday. And Saturday and Sunday are the weekends, I get it, but Sunday is actually the start of the week. Google it, look it up, do it, I'll wait, go ahead while I eat some Thai Thai.
So good.
It's good, man. So,
man, there's that so again.
It's like a comfort word that helps me start what I wanted to say. At any rate, hope I don't start with at any rate, but at any rate, at any rate, yesterday at the bar that I was at, because I go to the bar too much now again, I know, I got some new followers, some more listeners, and I met some of my listeners who listened to me on the podcast that I didn't even know they listened to the podcast, so shout out to them. Shout out to Evan. Shout out to the other two people who I met that listened to the podcast as well. I'm going to do my very best on not going out. I'm going to do my very best on staying home, getting some sleep, vitamin C, vitamin D, you know, zinc, all that good stuff that you're supposed to have. And if I can do that, I feel like I'm going to feel better. I have a very, very strong inkling that Sammy will be with us next week. I'm going to call her up right now, and I'm going to get her on the phone privately, not with you guys, but privately. And I'm going to be like, yo, lady, you've made some, you know, declarations privately to, you know, to my face, saying that it's time that you get on this podcast with me, and it's time for you to get your butt in your car, drive over here to the studio, have some hot wings with me. Yeah, I think I'm gonna make her do some hot wings too, answer some questions. Not like my show, the Seven Wings in Heaven, but like some, you know, just some flavorful wings, and maybe some little spicy, but some wings, and you know, make her do some. But yeah, I'm gonna be like, get over here, do some wings, do this podcast with me, let's have some fun. That's all I've got for you this week, my favorite people out there. Once again, I appreciate you guys listening to Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. I enjoy recording these. I enjoy filming these when I do film it. Coming up, I think I said this, but coming up, I have a wedding that I'm filming out in Austin, Texas. Hopefully, I remember to take my vlog camera and film it. I'm so bad with remembering to take the vlog camera out. I'm good at remembering to do the podcast here and, well, uploading the podcasts. But come on, Dan, right? Oh. And I need to do a little fixeroo on my windshield. Once again, thank you for listening to Superman Dan, which is me. What I meant to say was, once again, thank you for listening to Morning Vibes of Superman Dan, which is me.
Shout out to Australia.
And I will see you guys next week. Well, you'll listen to me next week. All right, peace.